请大家翻开哥林多前书十三章。
So can you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13?
第四节到第七节。
1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7.
从第一节读起啦。
So we'll start reading from
第一节。
第一节。We'll start reading from verse 1.
一直去到第七节。
All the way to verse 7.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一样。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有传备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。人人都需要爱嘅。
Everybody needs love.
因为爱叫到人会有希望。
Because love gives people hope.
亦都可以推动到人去盼望，去相信。
And it motivates people to hope and to believe.
而每一个关系都很需要用爱来维系。
And every relationship needs love to bind it together.
如果没有爱，这个关系就没有意义了。
Without love, the relationship is meaningless.
这个关系慢慢也都变得很枯燥无味。
Very soon, this relationship without love will become tasteless.
咁圣经讲到，即使一个人，他很本事，很厉害，
Scripture tells us that even if a person is very capable, very powerful,
或者甚至懂得行神迹,
even if he can perform miracles,
但是如果他做一些这些这么厉害的事情，但是假如他没有爱的话呢，这个人圣经说是算不得什么。
Even if he performs things that are so amazing, without love, Scripture tells us that he is nothing.
当你切实去爱人的时候，你会被挑战。
When you truly try to love someone, you will find it challenging.
你又会受到考验。
You will be tested.
尤其是一些很长久性的关系。
Especially relationships that last a long time.
长久性的关系，即是譬如父母儿女。
For example, relationships between mother, parents and children.
夫妻啊。
Or between husband and wife,
兄弟姊妹啊,
or brothers and sisters,
朋友啊,
or friends,
啊, 甚至呢, 更加呢, 就是神与我们的关系了。
And all the more our relationship with God.
那这些都是长久性的关系。
All of these are long-term relationships.
就更加是很需要切实去相爱。
And all the more they require love.
同埋切实去相爱的时候呢，你会发觉你会被挑战。
You find that when you really try to love, you will be challenged.
假如你家中有一个长期的病患者，
For example, if in your family somebody had a long-term illness,
你要爱一个长期的病患者是一点都不简单。
To love someone with a long-term illness is not simple at all.
所以唔怪得圣经话爱是恒久忍耐。
So that's why scripture says that love is patient.
因为爱不是只是爱一日的。
Because love isn't just for one day.
爱切实去相爱不是一件简单的事。
When you really try to love, it's not a simple matter.
或者有人刺激下你的时候，你又已经很生气了。
It could be that when somebody provokes you, you're already angry.
或者你为对方某人付出了很多，但是别人不领情，你又会有什么感受呢？
Or if youdo a lot for someone, but that person does not appreciate what you've done, then
how
do you feel?
你会唔会继续爱落去？
Would you be able to continue to love them?
啊，无论几多困难，你会唔会坚持去爱落去？
So when you face a lot of difficulties, will you be able to continue to love that person?
啊，我哋仲要咧去学点样去爱，爱得啱喎。
We also need to learn how to love correctly.
啊，否则咧，我哋爱错咗咧，亦都会好大问题啊。
Because if we love in the wrong way, that would also be a big problem.
爱系咁难嘅一个课题。
Love is a very difficult topic.
嗱，究竟我哋可以从边一度去揾到力量去爱呢？
Where can we find the strength to love?
乜嘢可以令到我哋坚持去爱落去呢？
What can help us to persevere in love?
我相信我哋都要从小步嚟到开始。
I think we need to start from the small steps.
作为一个起步呢？
As a starting point.
我哋首先要被爱去触动。
First of all, we need to be moved, touched by love itself.
有啲人话咧，一个人唔识得去爱，因为佢从来冇俾人爱过。
Some people say that people don't know how to love because they have never experienced being loved.
未俾人爱过嘅，佢唔识得去爱。
Because they have never been loved, they don't know how to love others.
咁或者呢个系一个原因。
So this could be one reason.
所以我哋要去学去爱嘅时候，我哋要首先去被爱触动。
So for us to learn to love, we first need to be touched by love.
我觉得我自己经常。被神的爱去触动。
For myself, I'm often touched by God's love.
神的爱不是一些很虚无缥缈的东西。
God's love is not something airy-fairy.
其实很具体的。
It's something very specific.
因为往往神的爱呢，是要通过人去告诉我们知。
Because God loves through people.
可能那些人是信徒，可能不是信徒。
Those people could be believers, but they could also be non-believers.
但是这些人的爱心是让我看到神的爱。
But the love of these people show me what the love of God is.
因为我很相信一切的善良都是由神而来。
Because I believe that goodness, all goodness comes from God.
我想跟大家分享一些最近我被神的爱触动的事情。
I want to share with you something that recently happened in which God's love touched me.
不需要讲到好远，是最近近呢两个星期我搬屋。
Don't have to talk about something very far in the past. Just in the last couple of weeks when I was moving house.
差不多两三个礼拜前呢，我哋已经系要准备搬屋了。
About two or three weeks ago, we had to start preparing to move house.
咁要執嘢入箱啦。
So we put things in boxes.
咁入曬啲書之後咧，個廳咧都冇乜位整啦。
So after putting all the books in boxes, there wasn't much space left in the living room.
另外我要搬去嘅新屋咧，啊，我亦都可以入去啦。
And I was able to enter my new house.
咁於是乎咧，我同牧師就執一啲嘢就要搬一啲嘢，執一啲嘢就要搬一啲。
So Olive and Pastor Joe, they started to move the boxes.Into the new house.
咁就喺个来回咁，每日喺咁奔走几次啊。
So every day they would have to make several trips between the two houses to move things to the new house.
咁有一日咧，我哋搬嘢嘅时候。
So one day when we were moving things,
我由新屋翻到去旧屋。
I was going from the new house to the old house.
咁因为我哋屋企门口已经泊咗一部车啦。
Because there was already a car parked in front of our old house.
所以我哋架車就唯有泊喺個後院出邊嗰條街啦。
So the only place that was left for us to park our car was in the cul-de-sac next to the house.
咁之後我哋就翻咗入屋食午飯啊，再執下嘢啊咁。
So we entered the house and we continued packing and we had something to eat.
咁過咗幾個鐘頭之後咧，我哋又有啲嘢搬去新屋啦。
So after a few hours, we had more things to take back to the new house.
咁我就發覺。鎖匙呢去咗邊？
And it was then I realized I didn't have my keys.
嗰抽鎖匙呢就係有我新屋同埋舊屋三條鎖匙。
So that bunch of keys had keys to the old house and the new house.
咁我揾嚟揾去都揾唔到。
And I searched everywhere and I couldn't find it.
咁我諗嚟諗去都唔知喺邊。
And I tried to think where I put it, but I couldn't think where it could be.
咁我同牧師講，不如喺車度揾下啦，你幫我睇下係咪車入邊。
So I suggested to Pastor Joe, let's go and look in the car for it, see if it's somewhere in the car.
咁牧師就去 去個車嗰度睇啦。
So passenger went to the car.
咁佢就一睇就見到咧，一抽鎖匙就掛咗喺車門開車門嘅把手嗰度。
So when he went to the car, he saw the keys, which were on a string, had been hung over the handlebar.
咁啊，真係好烏龍啦！點解鎖匙會掛咗喺個門嗰度嘅咧
？So how is it that the keys were hanging on the door handle of the car？
但係無論如何啦，總之揾翻咧就好感謝神啦。
But it didn't matter. However it got there, we were just very thankful that it was there.
咁過咗兩日之後
，And after 2 days，
咁啊每日都係咁樣往返新屋舊屋搬嘢。
So every day we were going back and forth between the two houses。
兩日之後，我哋又同樣咧由新屋開架車翻返去舊屋。亦都係泊翻喺同一個後街嗰個位置。
So after a couple of days, we still going backwards and forwards between the two houses, and we still parked our car in the cul-de-sac.
當我哋落車嘅時候，有一個後生仔迎面嘅走緊過嚟。
And as we came out of the car one day, a young man was approaching us.
呢個後生仔可能20歲都唔到。
He was about maybe less than 20 years old.
咁佢好似係戴住副黑眼鏡。
He's wearing sunglasses.
戴住個耳筒聽緊音樂。
Yeah, he was wearing headphones, listening to music maybe.
手上咧就唔知食住啲咩薯片啊嗰啲咁啊。
He was eating maybe a packet of crisps.
佢行到嚟我哋近前嘅時候，佢就話：你揾翻條鎖匙未啊
？And when he came up to us, he said, "Did you find your keys?"
哦，原來兩日前係佢見到一條鎖匙，一根鎖匙咧跌咗喺個路中心。
It turned out that this young man, he saw some keys had fallen on the road near the car.
咁佢見到條抽鎖匙，佢周圍望冇人，亦都冇車。
And when he saw the keys, he realized that that nobody was around, 亦都冇車。
周圍冇其他車，只有得我哋一部車喺度。
So there were no other cars around except our car.
咁佢就諗，或者呢根鎖匙係屬於呢部車嘅車主啦。
So he thought, well, these keys must belong to this car.
咁佢就隨手將呢條鎖匙就掛咗喺我哋個車門嗰度。
So he took the keys and he hung them on the handle of the car.
咁原來故事係咁樣嘅。
And that's how the keys got to be there.
咁我哋聽到之後，我哋就更加去感謝神。
So when we heard him say this, tell us the story, we really gave thanks to God.
我哋感謝神俾我哋遇翻呢個後生仔。
We thank God that he let us meet this young man.
就俾我哋。有機會去多謝佢
，so that we'd have the opportunity to thank him in person。
咁樣就更加奇妙啦！原來唔係我自己都係烏龍，原來我係跌咗條鎖匙喺地下。
So that's how it's so amazing because I accidentally dropped the keys onto the floor。
依件係一件小事情。
So this is a very small matter。
但係神嘅愛藉住呢個人咧，觸動到我心。
But all the same, this God's love through this person was touching to me。
咁喺我哋搬咗屋之後
，So after we moved house，
咁啊屋企咧就七角咁亂啦。
So the house was very chaotic and messy。
大家搬過屋都知道啦嚇。
So if you've moved house before, you will know。
咁就有排執嘅。
And it will take a long time to unpack everything。
咁呢幾日咧已經將主要嘅嘢咧埋咗位啊。
And so in the last week, we tried to put away the main things。
在我哋屋企咧，有兩棵盆栽。
In our house, we have 2 plants.
兩棵係花嚟嘅。
Both of them are flowers.
一棵花我哋擺咗喺廚房嘅洗手盆嘅面前。
So one plant we put it in front of the sink in the kitchen.
另一棵花咧就擺咗喺廳嘅飯台上邊。
So the other plant we put on the living room table.
每一次我喺度廚房洗嘢啊、煮飯嘅時候，我見到面前呢一棵花。
So every time I'm washing something by the sink, I see the flowers.
呢棵花咧係一個鄰居送俾我哋。
These flowers were given to us by our neighbor.
就佢知道我哋要搬啦，好唔捨得，送一盆花俾我哋做紀念。
They knew that we were moving and they were going to miss us, so they gave us this pot of flowers.
呢盆花係好得意嘅。
This pot of flowers is very special.
因為去到夜晚咧，佢啲葉同埋花佢識收嘅。
Because at night time, the leaves and the petals will close.
一有光，天亮啦，佢就識開嘅。
And in the daylight, the leaves and the petals will open.
所以我覺得我成日見到佢嘅時候咧，佢好似同我講緊嘢，佢收又開，收又開，佢好似同我交流緊咁樣。
So every time I see this plant, it's as though it's communicating with me. It opens and it closes.
我覺得心裏邊覺得好温暖。
So in my heart, I feel a warmth.
我諗起一個鄰居。
I will think about this neighbor who gave me the plant.
佢嘅愛心俾我哋依一棵花。
It was in her love that she gave us this plant.
所以唔係淨係嗰棵花。也送花的人给我的温暖。
It's not just the plant, but it's the person who gave us the plant that gives me this warmth.
所以当我们执东西执得很累的时候，我看到这些花，我的心是很温暖，很开心。
So when we are packing and unpacking, until we're very tired, when I see this plant, in my heart, I feel a warmth.
当我很辛苦煮了一餐饭之后，摆出去就听饭台那里吃饭的时候，我又面前又见到另一棵花。
And when I'm very tired after cooking a meal, I take the food to the dining table, and then I see another pot of plant.
呢棵花系一棵兰花。
This plant is an orchid.
就系咧，父亲节嗰日咧，我哋上委身课程嘅几位咧，送俾牧师同我嘅。
It was a plant that was given to us by the CT group on Father's Day.
咁我坐喺度食饭嘅时候，我见到棵花，哇，好靓嘅。
And when I'm sitting there having my dinner, then I can admire the plants.
我又想起送花的人，每一位。
And I will think about each person in the CT group who gave us this plant.
咁我心又充滿咗温暖。
And then again, my heart will be filled with warmth.
咁雖然搬屋搬得好攰啊，好辛苦，但我見到呢兩棵植物同埋送花的人，我諗起咧。我的心得到很多温暖。
So whenever I'm very tired from sorting things in the house, when I see these two plants, my heart is filled with warmth.
在前一星期五，
The day before, on Friday,
我们出门的时候，不小心我闩车门的时候，就夹到手指。
When I closed the door of the car, I accidentally caught my finger in the door.
咁之後，我哋正想去游水嘅。
And at the time, we wanted to go swimming.
即夾到手指，梗係痛一痛噶啦，冇嘢啊嚇。
So of course, it was quite painful.
照去游水啊。
But I still continued to go swimming.
咁游完水之後，隔咗成兩三個鐘頭啦，我就忽然間覺得點解唔係淨係指甲痛嘅咧，係成個手指都痛嘅咧。
After a few hours after swimming.I thought it was strange that it's not only my fingertip that was painful, but my whole finger was painful. It's your thumb, right?
Yeah, the thumb.
It's a thumb. Yeah.
咁啊，就呢度又痛喎、哦。即系呢度咁大部分又痛埋喎、
哦。So this whole area was painful.
即系我夹系夹上边啫嘛吓。咁啊，呢度扯到过嚟，呢度又有少少痛喎、
哦。It was a pain all the way up to her shoulder.
跟住啲手指咧。隔咗另外兩個鐘咧，啲另外幾隻手指都好似有啲痛喎。
And there seemed to be pain in the other fingers as well.
咁我覺得真係奇怪，點解夾到手指咁痛嘅咧
？So I found it very strange. How come I caught my finger, the tip of my thumb in the door, and yet there's so much pain?
以前都唔係未夾過手指啊，都唔係咁嘅。
It's not like I'd never caught my finger in the door before.
咁啊，後屘咧就開始就冇力啦。
I started to be a bit weak, feel a bit weak.
咁就。變咗唔係幾用到呢隻手。
I felt like I couldn't use my hand。
咁我話牧師，我煮唔到飯啦，今次你要煮飯啦。
So I told Pastor Joe that I won't be able to cook dinner tonight. You will have to cook dinner。
咁其實牧師好識煮飯嘅嚇。
Actually, Pastor Joe knows how to cook。
變咗只係可以用一隻手做嘢。
So I could only make use of my left arm。
但係當牧師喺度煮飯嘅時候，我仲喺度好痛嘅時候咧。我就喺度諗起，好彩而家先夾到手指。
As I sat there, I started to think it's a good job that I only caught my finger at that time. After we have finished all our packing and sorting and moving.
冇錯啦，即係我搬完屋之後，將主要嘅物件擺好位之後咧，我先至夾到手指唔喐得嚇。咁諗下，如果我之前已經夾到手指，我咪咩都搬唔到。
If I had caught my thumb in the door before we moved house, then there would be a lot of things that I wouldn't be able to do.
所以雖然係夾到手指係一件唔係咁好嘅事情。
Catching my thumb in the door, of course, is not something good.
但係我想起神嘅恩典。 都係已經係好足夠嘅。
But I can see that in this matter that God's grace is sufficient.
起碼咧喺即係適當嘅時候先夾到手指。
That I caught my finger, my thumb in the door at an appropriate time.
另外，我想趁呢個機會咧，都想好多謝大家啦。
And I also want to take this opportunity to thank everyone here.
神咧都藉住大家嘅愛心嚟到觸動我。
God has used the love of all of you to touch me.
因為大家咧都喺唔同方面嚟到幫咗我哋。
Because you have helped us in different ways.
有啲人咧幫我哋上網賣嘢啦。
Some people have helped us to buy stuff on the internet.
賣嘢。
Or sell stuff on the internet.
因為有啲舊嘢我用唔著啦，抌咗又好嘥，俾人又唔知點。試下賣啦咁。
Because some things we wouldn't be able to use in the new house, so throwing it away would be a waste. So we tried to sell it.
有啲人咧又幫我哋打聽下邊度有啲貨 van 平啊咁樣。
And some people tried to help us find a removal van that was cheap.
有啲人咧就或者唔係一定幫手搬嘢，但係咧。又會去喺適當嘅時候又送上啱啱我哋需要嘅時候又送一啲帶一啲食物嚟，咁等到我唔使煮嘢嘛。
And there were some who weren't able to help us move heavy things, but at an appropriate time they would come and bring food for us.
咁當然另外咧就係真係落手去幫我哋搬過嘢嘅大家啦。
And of course there are others who really did come and help us move stuff, carry stuff.
或者有啲咧幫我哋清潔屋啊咁樣。
And there were some who helped us clean the house.
咁啊，所以都好多謝大家每一位。
So I really want to thank each person.
嗱，呢啲咧就係過去兩個星期、兩三個星期我搬屋嘅時候，神藉住唔同嘅人嘅愛心去觸動我。
So in the past two or three weeks, God touched my heart with the love of these people.
其實我頭先所講嘅嘢，只不過係一啲好平常生活。
The things that I've just shared are just very normal, everyday things.
如果你覺得你自己冇被愛去觸動嘅話咧，可能有兩個原因。
If you don't feel that you yourself are touched by love, it could be one of two reasons.
第一咧，可能你係粗心冇留意。
It could be that you haven't really taken notice of the love that you've received.
我剛才分享嘅都係一啲日常生活嘅事情。
The things that I've just shared are very everyday things.
都唔係一啲好偉大啊、轟轟烈烈嘅事。
They're not very amazing or great things.
只要我哋每一個人都去留心留意嘅話咧，你都會被愛觸動嘅。
If we just pay more attention, we may find that we also will be touched by the love of others.
所以一個原因可能係我哋粗心冇留意啦。
So one reason could be that we're not very sensitive and we haven't taken notice, haven't noticed the love of other people.
另一個原因咧，可能係我哋嘅態度唔好。
Another reason could be our attitude is not good.
態度唔好嘅意思就係我哋覺得好多嘢都係應份。
An attitude that is not good means that it could be that we think that a lot of things that come to us, we take for granted. We think there was the things that we should have.
我相信應份啊，呢種態度咧，係好多人嘅通病。
I think that taking things for granted is something that we all do.
或者喺我哋呢啲好多人嘅關係裏邊咧，我哋都會有一種咁嘅態度。
I think in our relationships with people, we often take things for granted.
譬如咧，阿老婆咧係應該幫我洗衫。
For example, my wife should help me do my laundry.
或者老公咧係應該到時到後拎份糧翻屋企。
Or my husband should bring home his wages.
仔女咧就理應咧就聽話嘅。
And my children should obey me.
或者父母咧就應該養我嘅。
Or maybe children might think my parents should look after me.
或者咧，我要有乜嘢咧，父母一定應該要俾嘅。
Or whatever I want, my parents should give it to me.
或者咧，英國政府嘅福利咧，都係應該要幫我嘅。
Or maybe we think the British government should help me.
好多嘢一切咧，都變成應份。
A lot of things we take for granted.
尤其是咧，我哋身邊嘅人，我哋好熟嘅人。
Especially people who we are very close to。
我哋更加咧會覺得佢為我做嘢咧係應份。
We will feel that the people who we are closest to, they should help us. They should do things for us。
嚇，我哋已經好習慣啦，習以為常啦。
It's become a habit of ours。
就會咩都會覺得係理所當然嘅啦。
That we take a lot of things for granted。
所以別人俾你嘅愛心。可能都唔察覺，就以為當唔當係一回事。
That's why when people show us love, we don't really think very much of it。
嗱，呢一種應份嘅態度咧，就會妨礙到我哋被愛去觸動。
So this kind of attitude of taking things for granted will also prevent us, hinder us from appreciating love。
即使有人為你付出，俾愛心你咧。我哋都唔覺得係一回事。
It could be that when people show their love to us, we don't think very much of it。
唔識得去感激，又唔識得去欣賞。
We don't know how to be grateful. We don't know how to appreciate it。
但係假如我哋識得去留心一下咧
，But if on the other hand we are a bit more sensitive，
又唔將別人嘅愛心咧當係應份嘅
，And don't think, don't take everything for granted。
咁啊，你其實就會發現咧，其實你得到嘅嘢係好多嘅。
You may then realize that what you have received is an awful lot。
其實每日你都得到好多嘢嘅。
Actually, every day you may receive a lot。
當我前日夾親個手指咁痛嘅時候咧，我覺得有啲唔係好正常啊，痛得。
When I caught my thumb in the door, and it was very painful, I thought there was something not quite normal about this pain.
咁我就去咗附近嗰個 walking centre 嗰度咧，都俾佢哋俾啲醫護人員望一望啦。
So I went to the walking centre to have it seen.
咁個護士咧就好細心摸下我隻手指啊，撳下咁。
So the nurse looked at my thumb and pressed it here and there.
啊！呢度痛唔痛啊？嗰度痛唔痛啊
？She would ask, "Is it painful here? Is it painful there?"
啊！我話咁咁咁。
And I would tell her.
咁佢唔係好肯定，又走出去問第二個人。
And when she was not very sure, she would go out and she would ask for a second opinion.
跟住翻嚟又好細心嘅去講解。
And then when she came back, she explained to me what was happening in a lot of detail.
咁啊，跟住打發我走。
打發你走。
即係叫我翻屋企啦。
So then she sent me home.
其實我好少睇醫生嘅。
Actually, I don't see the doctor very often.
但係喺英國睇醫生同喺香港咧就分別都好大嘅。
But seeing the doctor in Hong Kong and seeing the doctor here, there's a big difference.
啊，對比香港啊或者中國大陸咧，呢度嘅醫生護士就細心好多。
England compared to Hong Kong and China, the doctors and nurses here are a lot more caring, a lot more sensitive.
遇著呢一度嘅人嘅愛心咧，一對比，如果你喺另外一個地方喺大陸過嚟嘅時候咧，你就會覺得哇，呢個愛心係好多。
If you have experienced like the medical profession in Hong Kong or China, and then when you come over here and you experience the doctors and nurses here, you'll find that the care, the love of the doctors and nurses here is much.Greater, yeah, than what we experience in Hong Kong and China.
咁假如咧，我哋每日都去留心一下，唔好当系应份嘅咧，你会发觉你每日其实都得到好多嘢。
So if we just be a bit more sensitive and to start taking notice of all the different kinds of love we receive, we may find that we actually have received a lot more than we realize.
當我哋要去學去愛嘅時候，我哋首先係要被愛去觸動。
So when we want to learn to love, we first need to let love touch us.
假如我哋有一種應份嘅態度咧，係會妨礙我哋去被愛觸動。
This attitude of taking everything for granted will hinder us from
被愛去觸動。
From being touched by love.
所以我哋就要悔改啦。
So we need to repent.
我哋要，如果我哋心里边有一种无论多或少，都有一种咁样嘅应份嘅态度嘅话咧，我哋要悔改。
If we have this attitude of taking everything for granted, even if it's only taking a little bit for granted, we need to repent.
要向神开口认罪。
We need to confess before God.
去承認呢一種嘅態度係唔對
嘅。To confess that this attitude is not right.
仲要開口向人講多謝。
And we need to say thank you to people.
去表示感激啦，表示欣賞。
To express our gratitude, to express our appreciation.
當我哋肯去開口去認錯或者講多謝嘅時候咧，你會經歷到一種自由同埋釋放。
So when we are willing to express our, to say sorry, to say thank you, we will experience a freedom and deliverance.
咁我哋中國人咧就好多事咧就好難講對唔住。
For Chinese people, it's very difficult to say sorry.
又好難講咧，我錯啦。
Very difficult to say, I was wrong.
甚至有時咧都好難講多謝嘅。
Sometimes it's even very difficult to say thank you.
但係好奇怪嘅，我哋識得教咁樣教細蚊仔。
But strangely, we will know how to teach this to our children.
但係咧，輪到我哋咧，我哋唔識得咁做。
Yeah, but for us as adults, we don't know how to do this.
有時我哋都需要去做翻一個小孩子咁樣。
Sometimes we need to become like children.
喺神嘅面前，我哋開口去認錯。
So, before God, we need to actually speak and say our confession.
亦都向人嘅愛心講多謝。
And also to thank people for their love.
所以被愛去觸動係一個起步。
So being touched by love itself is the starting point.
當你內心有愛嘅時候，你就能夠有力量去愛啦。
When you have love in your hearts, you will have the strength to love others.
呢種愛就嚟得好真誠，唔勉強。
And this love will be something that will come naturally, not forced.
亦都唔係虛假。
And also not false.
咁今日我要分享嘅係咁多。
So this is my sharing for today.
咁就希望咧嚟緊嘅日子，我哋都讓神嘅愛去觸動我哋嘅心。
So I hope in the coming days, we can let the love of God touch our hearts.
咁或者結束嘅時候咧，我哋唱一首歌。
So before we close, we can sing a song.